You are listening to Syrup Moose Radio, a show from 93.9 FM CICK, located in Smithers, British Columbia. Number 12, that was Church Fight with Conceal and Bury from their self-titled EP. It is number 12 on my favorite albums of the year so far. And I say in my review, it's honestly the only reason it's this low on the list is because it's very short. It's three songs, but God, does it make me want more. And I think that's what an EP should do, is make you roar for more. I said rip roaring in the review, and I'm like speaking and reading at the same time. Honestly, though, it is such a cool EP. It's got elements of Protest the Hero, as well as just some like rip-roaring punk that wouldn't be out of place in Tony Hawk. I think it is rad. Church Fight, that is a Canadian artist as well, so check them out if you feel like it. Churchfight.com. Like I said, that is number 12. Number 11, another band from Canada called Altar of the Fuzz. The song and album are both called Stones Spoke to Space. It is a sort of stoner doom, stoner metal record, which I honestly don't listen to as much stoner metal as you might think if you know me. I do probably seem like somebody who does, but I don't. And this one just caught me at the exact right time. So here we go. Number 11, Altar of the Fuzz from their album Stones Spoke to Space. This is Stones Spoke to Face to Space on Syrup Moose Radio. We'll be right back.
Altar of the Fuzz, Stones Spoke to Space, and also my 11th favorite album of the year so far. This is Syrup Miz Radio. We are counting down my top 12 favorite albums of 2026 as of June when I posted my list over on themarsh.ca. The next one is going to be one of two on my list that I am going to struggle to pronounce, and I only can afford to really feel so sorry about that. So number 10 is from L'Horreur d'Exister. I'm assuming the horror of existence in French. Their album is called A Perpetual Cycle of Lament and Sorrow. The song I'm going to play is called It's Nice of You to Stop By. This one is some black metal, atmospheric black metal from Quebec. Oh man, I'm a bit of a hard sell on black metal. I find that the like aesthetic of it being as ugly as possible makes it really boring to listen to, or really unpleasant to listen to. But L'Horreur d'Exister absolutely slaps, and I hope you dig this. So this is It's Nice of You to Stop By. The album again is called A Perpetual Cycle of Lament and Sorrow, and you can find them on Bandcamp, and I hope that you will. But at the very least, go stream them because they're great, and this album is awesome. So check it out. Nice of You to Stop by L'Horreur d'Exister, number 10 on my list of 12 best albums of the year so far, with A Perpetual Cycle of Lament and Sorrow. And we are clipping right along, folks. Next up, an artist, I guess, from my neck of the woods, from down the highway in Terrace, British Columbia. Number 8, this one goes to a friend of mine, Download History, with their self-titled debut. It rules. It's as simple as that. It's extremely good, and I really enjoyed listening to it. And I enjoyed the little bit of a show we got to play together. If you do enjoy them, though, make sure you come and check their set out at Midsummer Music Festival in July. They're playing right after me, so come out and see both of us at that festival. It's my only festival appearance this year, so I hope you'll check it out. Anyway, this is Download History with Pastoral Decay from their self-titled album, and it is my number 9 favorite album of 2026 so far. So check it out. And this is Pastoral Decay. Pastoral Decay, Download History, my number 9 favorite album of 2026 so far. That song from their self-titled, which you can get on Bandcamp over at downloadhistoryproductions.bandcamp.com. It is not streaming, so go get it if you liked it. And make sure you come and check us out at midsummer this year. So, from experimental electronic music all the way down to emo violence, power violence, whatever act. Also from here in Canada, Away With Roses is my number 8 album of the year. The album is called My Involvement With Witchcraft. And God, I just love like screamo violence, emo violence, whatever. I don't care about genre, but I love this. This song is called An Expression of Love in a Garden of Thorns. And, well, now you're going to listen to it. So check it out. This is number 8 on my list, Away with Roses. An Expression of Love in a Garden of Thorns from their album My Involvement with Witchcraft. That is the number eight on my favorite albums of the year. We are moving right on to number 7, and we're leaving Canada. I don't believe it. It's fine. This is Fire Tools' new album called Lavender Networks. I sort of remember bouncing off their last album, but man, I was wrong, and I'm good with that. Because that means that I get to enjoy this. So we're going to play a song called A Demon and Its Spinal Cord Flapping in the Wind from Lavender Networks. This is a really cool album, and the artist is unbelievably multifaceted and talented. So go and check out what Fire Tools is doing and everything else. They have so many other projects, and they're involved in like mastering some hugely influential albums that, I mean, you gotta get on board. Anyway, this is Fire Tools, and you're listening to Syrup Moose Radio. And I hope you like this as much as I do. So here it is.